Hi there, this is Harry and welcome back to my podcast where I try to help you to get a better understanding of the English language so that you can have better conversations, that where you can get through that difficult job interview or that very stressful Teams meeting. Whatever it is, I'm here to help improve your grammar, phrasal expressions, show you how to use them. And at the end of this, you'll get my contact details, and if there's anybody out there that you think will enjoy the podcast, well, why don't you give them the details, give them the link, and they can enjoy them too. Okay, so what are we going to talk about today? Well, in this particular podcast, we're going to look at phrasal verbs, in particular phrasal verbs with the word keep. Phrasal verbs with keep. Okay, so I'll go down through the list. All of them will have keep as the verb, and then they'll have a preposition, because that's how we make a phrasal verb. Simple verb plus preposition. So we'll use the phrasal verbs, and then I'll give you some examples, hopefully, that will explain them in more detail, and then you'll be able to practice them, understand them, recognize them when you come across them. And of course, if you don't understand them or you need more details, well, why not write to me? Why not get in touch with me? I'll give you the contact details at the end of the podcast. And like lots of people, you can write to me. And it's really great when I get your messages of support and you enjoy these podcasts. It's great to hear, but also that it helps you to understand exactly how to improve your English. Okay, let me give you the list then. Phrasal verbs with keep. To keep at something. To keep back. To keep something down, okay, so for example, the noise, food, the costs, I'll explain those individually. To keep from doing something, keep in with somebody, keep off, keep on doing something, keep to something, keep up. And finally, keep up with somebody. Okay, so lots of lengthy phrasal verbs, keeping at something and up with. Okay, so we'll go through them one by one and hopefully we won't confuse you and you get some examples. You won't remember them all, but try and put them into practice. So keep is all about possession. Okay, so when we keep something in a box, or we keep something in a drawer, or we keep something to ourselves. Yes, it's about holding on. Okay, so keep that in the back of your mind. Okay, so first one, to keep at something. And when we keep at something means we continue doing it until we get it right. So you mightn't understand some part of the English language. You mightn't understand some of these phrasal verbs, but your teacher will say, keep at it. So keep reading it, keep practicing, and eventually you will understand. Or they'll give you a reference in some grammar book that might explain it in a slightly different way. So when we keep at something, we continue to do it. We might get tired, a little exhausted, we might get a little fed up, but you know, it's best to keep at it. Your partner comes into your room and you've got your head over the laptop and it's late in the evening and she said, why don't you go to bed? I said, no, I'll keep at this until I finish it. There's a paper you're reading or a document you're writing or something you're checking and it's best to keep at it until you complete it. So I'll finish it, and then I'll come to bed immediately. To keep at something. Keep back. Well, we can use this in quite a few ways. The police will put a big cordon around a traffic accident and tell the public to keep back, meaning not to get too close because there's some ambulances there or there's something the police don't want them to see or they don't want people walking across evidence, whatever it might be, the police will tell them, keep back, keep back. Okay, or we can keep back something for later. Yeah, so you might not finish all of your meal and you might feel a little hungry later. So you keep back a little snack for later in the afternoon or later in the evening. Or when you're calculating your budget and how to spend your salary each month, you might keep a little back to save for a rainy day. You might keep a little back to save for that holiday. You might keep a little back to save for that new bike or laptop, whatever it is you want to buy. So to keep back means to retain something and not to spend it all, not to give everything away. To keep something down. Well, this has lots of different meanings. If you're not feeling so well and you've eaten something that didn't agree with you and you might feel that you're going to vomit, it might be very hard to keep your breakfast down or to keep your food down, your lunch or your dinner, whatever it is. You know, whoop, you might not feel so happy afterwards. Or if you're on a rocky boat on the rough seas, it'll very definitely be difficult to keep anything down. And I've experienced that myself in many strange locations. Okay, but there are other things that you might be asked to keep down. Your neighbours might ask you to keep the noise down because you might wake the baby. So would you turn down the radio or the music or whatever it might be? You might ask your kids to keep their voices down because grandma's trying to sleep or your father's asleep in the chair, whatever it might be. Keep your voices down. Don't get so excited. Okay? And of course, all of us would like the government to help us to keep the costs down. Now we've got inflation, we've got higher petrol prices, we've got higher food prices, higher property prices. Oh, the list goes on. So wouldn't we all like somebody somewhere to keep those costs down? Okay, so keep something down. The noise, your voice, the food, or the costs. Next, to keep from doing something. Okay, keep the children from disturbing granny. Keep the children from getting their clothes dirty because they're going over to visit granny and you want them to look clean for once. Keep the baby from running on the road. Keep the neighbours from looking in the window and put the curtains up or close the curtains. Okay, so keep from is trying to prevent somebody from doing something or somebody from seeing something. I've kept it from him long enough, so perhaps some information you should really have shared with your partner or your boss and said, oh, someday I'm going to have to tell him that I'm the one who made the mistake. I've kept it from him long enough, but when I tell him, he's not going to be happy. Next, to keep in with somebody. When we try to keep in with somebody, we try to maintain their friendship. And it might be for genuine reasons because we really like them and we want to be friends with them, but we might keep in with somebody because it might be important for our careers. So keep in with the boss, somebody might tell you, because if you don't, he's not a guy who likes enemies. And so if you're not friends with him, there's little chance of progressing your career here. So you keep in with the boss, okay? Or you keep in with the neighbors so that you get just on with them so there's no bad feelings, because when you walk in and out in the morning or the evening, you're bound to see them. So you have to say hello. And even though you might keep yourself to yourself, you have to keep in with the neighbours because nobody wants to have an unhappy relationship when you live quite close to people. Okay, so keep in with somebody means to keep them happy so that you might get that promotion. You might want to be friends with them, as I said, and therefore you want to keep in with them because they're the right people. They mix with the right people and you might get to meet somebody famous or important, and that might be important for you. Okay, so to keep in with somebody. Next, to keep off. Well, the simple one for this is keep off the grass. Any public park you go into, you're bound to see a sign, keep off the grass, which is always quite amusing because what's a park for if not to walk around and enjoy? But if the grass is there and you've got a big sign, keep off the grass, it's not so inviting to the public. But that's what they do. Keep off the grass. Now, your doctor might tell you to keep off red meat. Keep off the red wine, whatever he might tell you to lose that weight, to reduce the blood pressure, to lower the cholesterol. Keep off sweet things. Keep off cigarettes. So always keep off is to stop or withhold or just deny yourself something. The next, keep on doing something. Well, here's the opposite. To keep on doing something. So you go to the doctor and he's very happy that you gave up red wine for a little while and the red meat has been cut back and other things have been improved, exercise. And he says, well, it seems to be working. Keep on doing what you're doing. That you're looking good. You've lost some kilos. The blood pressure is looking better. The cholesterol readings are good. So keep on doing what you're doing. Or the teacher will say to the class, I just have to go and see the head teacher, so keep on doing that work that I gave you and don't make any noise. I'll be back in 5 minutes. Okay, so keep on doing what you were doing. Keep on driving. in this direction. So you ask for directions from somebody. Am I going in the right way to get to this city, Chichester? Oh, Chichester, yes. Keep on driving straight here, and it's the next village. Okay? So you keep on driving, keep on that particular route, on that particular road. Chichester. Very difficult word to say. So keep on means keep on doing so that you'll complete it. Keep on doing it because it's the right thing to do. Keep on driving because you'll eventually get to where you want to go. Yeah. So everything that you shouldn't stop. Next, to keep to something. Well, it might be to keep to a strict diet, as we were talking before. To keep to a particular routine because you don't want to disturb things. And with the kids, it's always good to keep them to the routine. Even in these difficult times, it's hard to have everything perfect, but it's best to try and keep to the routine. So get them up at the same time, get them to school at the same time, feed them at the same time, and kids get along much, much better when there's some sort of routine to keep to. I like to keep to my fitness routine, so I like to do it at a certain time every day, and if I can't do it that time, then it gets a little bit difficult to do it later. So I like to keep to the routine, to keep to the schedule. Next, to keep up. Well, we can keep up with lots of things. There's an expression, to keep up with the Joneses. That means to look at the window, and if your neighbours buy a car, you buy a car. If the neighbours put up new curtains, you put up new curtains. We keep up with the Joneses. Or a very funny TV programme, British TV situation comedy, if you like them. Keep up appearances, really, really funny. So to keep up appearances means to make things look as if they're okay, when in reality they're not okay. Okay? So keep up means to continue or maintain something. Keep up with the others. If you're joined a gym and everybody looks fitter than you and you're trying to join in the cycle club or the dance club or, you know, aerobics, whatever it is, you have to keep up with everybody. And after 10 minutes, you're completely and utterly exhausted and everybody looks fresh as a daisy. But, you know, you're trying to keep up with everybody. Or when I go out for a walk and I like to stride along and my wife will say, "Ah, you're walking too quick. Ah, come on, keep up. Come on, we'll never get there. Keep up. Keep up with me. Keep up with somebody else." And then finally, keep up with somebody. As I said, when they're out walking, you want to keep up with each other so you can enjoy the walk. Keep up with somebody's progress. You know, if they're doing better than you in their studies, or they're doing better than you in their careers, you want to keep up with them. You want to have the things that they have. Okay, so to keep up with somebody. Okay, so phrasal verbs with keep. As I said, the phrasal verb is the simple verb to keep, and it's all about possession. Or then when you add, sorry for the phrasal verb, you have to add the preposition. So as we've got keep at, keep back, keep from. So I'll give them to you one more time. Keep at something. So keep back, keep something down, noise, voice, food, costs. Keep from doing something, keep in with somebody, keep off the grass. I don't mean smoking it, just keep off the grass, walking on it. Keep on doing something, keep to a diet, keep up, and then keep up with somebody. Okay, so that's the end of this particular podcast. Now, I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you'll be able to keep up with all the suggestions and you can practice those. And of course, if you have any problems, as I said, you can contact me, and my contact details are www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Just drop me a line. I'll be happy to help you if you've got any problems or you want some more suggestions or examples. And pass on my details to other people if you feel that they would benefit from these particular podcasts. And you know, if you want lessons on a one-to-one basis or even on a group basis, well, why don't you contact us and see what we can offer? We've got lots of teachers. It won't always be me, unfortunately, that can give them, but we've got many, many other fine teachers for all sorts, for children, for young learners, for adults. Everybody can be catered for. As always, I very much appreciate your attention. I look forward to talking to you soon. Thanks for joining me. Take care.